"It's not a T, it's Orlick's hammer," she cried. "She's forgotten his name, but she wants to see Orlick." I must say I expected to see my sister accuse Orlick of attacking her, but instead she seemed very pleased to see him. She often used to ask for him after that, and nobody knew why. One Sunday I asked Biddy to come for a walk on the marshes. "Biddy," I said seriously, "promise to keep this a secret. I'm going to tell you something. I want to be a gentleman." "Don't you think you're happier as you are?" she replied. I'd often wondered this myself, but I didn't want to hear it from her. "It's a pity, I know," I said. "It would have been much better if I could have been happy working at the forge. Perhaps you and I would have spent more time together. I would have been good enough for you, wouldn't I, Biddy?" "Oh, yes," she said sadly. "But I don't ask for very much." "The point is," I continued crossly, "if nobody had told me I was coarse and common, I wouldn't have thought about it." Biddy looked at me interested. "That wasn't a true or polite thing to say. Who said it?" "It was the beautiful young lady at Miss Havisham's, and I admire her greatly, and I want to be a gentleman for her." The words rushed out before I could stop them. Biddy said gently, "She may not be worth the trouble, Pep." "That may be true, but I can't stop myself admiring her." Biddy was the most sensible of girls, and did not try to persuade me any more. As we walked home, I felt rested and comforted. "Pep, what a fool you are," I said to myself. I realized how much happier I would always be with Biddy than with Estella. "Biddy, I wish I could make myself fall in love with you," I said suddenly. "You don't mind my speaking so openly, as you're such an old friend." "No, of course not. But you never will fall in love with me, you see," she answered, a little sadly. I wondered if I should continue working with Joe in a plain, honest way of life, and perhaps marry Biddy. Or dare I hope that Miss Havisham would make my fortune and marry me to Estella.